This is the Daily Text, Advent Edition. Why Joy is a Defiant Act. Revelation 21, 1 through 5. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the old heaven and the old earth had disappeared, and the sea was also gone. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, like a bride beautifully dressed for her husband. I heard a loud shout from the throne, saying, "Look, God's home is now among his people. He will live with them, and they will be his people. God himself will be with them. He will wipe every tear from their eyes, and there will be no more death, or sorrow, or crying, or pain. All these things are gone forever." And the one sitting on the throne said, "Look, I am making everything new." Consider this. Yesterday we ended with a call to spread joy, not fear, about the end of the world. Joy? Yes, joy. Consider the song we sing as a Christmas carol, but is really an Advent anthem. And for those in our listening audience, I was going to sing it, but my kids smartly asked me not to. So my daughter Sadie will.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room. In heaven and nature sing. In heaven and nature sing. In heaven, heaven and nature sing.
Thank you, Sadie.
You're welcome.
In today's text, we see the future final stage of God's mission to redeem our mission failure. A new heaven and a new earth with no more of the sorrow and pain of this world. That's a reason to celebrate, right? But what if there's more going on than God calling for a cosmic do-over and replacing this world with a new one? The late, great Robert Mulholland wrote that the Greek word translated new here is kainos, which implies renewed, not brand new, a change in quality or essence rather than something that never existed before. In other words, maybe Jesus is not returning to wipe this world out in fire and violence, but instead to restore shalom. We translate that word peace, but this kind of peace is more than just the absence of conflict. It is understood as wholeness and well-being, the gift from God that was lost in Eden and recovered by the Prince of Peace. Joy to the world, the Savior reigns. Let men their songs employ. While fields and floods, rocks, hills, and plains, repeat the sounding joy. Repeat the sounding joy. Repeat, repeat the sounding joy. N.T. Wright says, if God really does intend to redeem rather than reject his created world, we are faced with the question, what might it look like to celebrate that redemption, that healing and transformation in the present, and thereby appropriately anticipate God's final intention? If the gospel of Jesus Christ isn't also good news for the future, then it isn't good news for the present. Advent is about hearing the story from the future and allowing it to speak joy into the darkest places now. And it can't just be good news for me in my comfy middle-class American life. The future has to be good news wherever there is darkness in the world. Advent is saying this world is not how it was supposed to be, and it's not how it's going to be. Is the future good news for the city of Aleppo? Is the future good news for the daughter sitting next to her dying mother in hospice? Is the future good news for refugees forced from their homes and land? Is the future good news for the teenage girl trapped as a sex slave? Is the future good news for the lands decimated by consumption? Is the future good news for the father with depression trying every medication? Is the future good news for race relations? Is the future good news for the pastor with a porn addiction? No more let sins and sorrow grow, nor thorns infest the ground. He comes to make his blessings flow, far as the curse is found, far as the curse is found, far as the curse is found. I once heard Bono say that joy is a defiant act against our mortality. Let all the people say amen, because this future is good news against the curse that brought death to us all. We can have joy in the middle of tragedy and darkness today because of what Advent is saying about tomorrow. He rules the world with truth and grace and makes the nations prove the glories of his righteousness and wonders of his love and wonders of his love and wonders, wonders of his love. To be continued. The prayer. Heavenly Father, you still love the world so much that you will again send your only begotten Son in final victory over sin and death. Would this bring joy into my present darkness, into the darkness of those I love, and into the darkness of the world? Come quickly, Lord Jesus. Amen. The questions. Number one, what in today's text might be shifting your thinking from fear to joy? And number two, what good news for your future can Advent speak into? For the Advent Awakening, I'm Omar Al-Rakabi.